AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. In New York City, more than 3 inches of rain in less than an hour touched off widespread flooding that swamped subway trains, washed away cars and trucks, and trapped people in their basement apartments.
The rain was falling at such a heavy rate, you know. Within an hour or two, everything just boom.
Dylan Ramsgate lost family members.
By the time we saw it, we were already being pushed.
By the water?
Yep.
12 of the now 32 known deaths from severe weather caused by the remnants of Hurricane Ida along the East Coast were in New York City. President Biden says help is on the way.
Hurricane Ida didn't care if you were a Democrat or a Republican, rural or urban. Its destruction is everywhere. And it's a matter of life and death, and we're all in this together.
Biden travels to Louisiana tomorrow. The Coast Guard is investigating reports of possible oil spills in the Gulf of Mexico resulting from the hurricane after the publication of aerial photos by the Associated Press. The president promises to take steps to protect people impacted by a strict new abortion law in Texas. The Supreme Court refused a request for an emergency stay of the measure that went into effect yesterday. AP's Jessica Gresko reports the law prohibits abortions once medical professionals can detect cardiac activity, usually around 6 weeks.
Abortion providers have been said that they're devastated by it. They've vowed to continue fighting. Meanwhile, anti-abortion groups and the Texas lawmakers who passed this law are cheering what the court did and hoping that they get more positive rulings from this more conservative court.
The enforcement of the measure is in the hands of private citizens who can file suit against providers and others who help a woman obtain an abortion. At least 12 other states have laws pending that ban abortions early in pregnancy. Four people are dead in a small plane crash outside Hartford, Connecticut. This is AP News. A pandemic-caused shortage of computer chips drags on, slamming car makers again in the U.S. Ben Thomas has details.
General Motors says it will pause production at 8 North American plants during the next 2 weeks, including 2 that make the company's top-selling Chevy Silverado pickup. Meanwhile, Ford will stop making pickups at its Kansas City assembly plant for the next 2 weeks and cut shifts at 2 more truck plants in Dearborn, Michigan and Louisville, Kentucky. Industry analysts say the Delta variant of the coronavirus has hit employees at chip factories in Southeast Asia hard, and that's forced some of those plants to close, worsening a chip shortage that had been starting to improve. The cuts will compound an already short supply of new cars, trucks, and SUVs, which has pushed prices to record levels. I'm Ben Thomas.
A mixed day in the markets. The Dow gained 131, while the Nasdaq dropped 7. The S&P added 12. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.